just got to go out there and, you know, be on the same page. Everybody be on the same page so we can go out there and just play our type of football, type of football.
Do you feel like you have a better feel for facing Brad now that you're already facing us?
It's going to be the same feel that we went in the first game. You know, we just got to capitalize on our opportunities. And if we do that, then, you know, great things can happen for us.
What type of reaction do you hope Brad gets?
It doesn't matter to me. He's a football player. You know, he get paid just as well as we do. So I can't. You know, everybody gonna have mixed emotions. I'm not feeding into that. You know, he's a football player and he's a great guy.
Regardless of the hype, you guys realize that if you win, you're almost neck and neck with him in first place, and if you lose, your hill is pretty tough to climb. Is that safe to say in this game, in the division?
However you want to put it, you know, I'm not focused on that, just going out there, you know, worrying about one game. We ain't worrying about the division, nothing like that. We know it's a division game, you know, so we just got to, you know, stay humble and go out there and take care of business.
Yeah, Thomas would, last game, there wasn't a lot of pressure. You know, he got comfortable back there. How important is it to you guys in the back end, that up front, to get him a little uncomfortable in the pocket?
Hopefully, you know, we can do that, you know, but we just players. We don't make the calls. We just going out there and, whatever play call, that's what we're going out there to do. And if we get pressure will help. But, you know, we got the guys out there can stop any play at any given time. So we just, you know, we're going to go out there and do what we can.
You guys are ranked third now defensively. You overlooked a little bit. I mean, they get all the hype because of all the spectacular theatrics or whatever, but is this defense overlooked a little bit?
You can say that, but we like being underdogs, you know, and we're going to try to keep it that way. We don't want to be on the top and everybody wrecking on us, and when something good, bad happens, you know, everybody try to tear us down. So we're just going to stay humble, stay under the radars, and you know, and go from there.
How nice
is it
to have a Tyree back right next to you? How's that level?
It's great. You know, the guy's been phenomenal the two games that he's getting back. So hopefully, you know, we can carry it over to this game.
For the first game, there was an emphasis on stopping the run, and then Brett got you guys a little bit. How do you guys balance it out on what to actually take away and stress in a game like this? Or is it that much tougher just having to have multiple schemes?
It's not that much tougher. Like I said, we just got to stay with our game plan. You know, that first game, a lot of guys was out there pressing, trying to do too much. If we just stick to our game plan, it'll pretty much be a great game to watch and great game to be a part of because, you know, everybody doing what they're supposed to do out there on the field.
Nick, Brett said today that he thought things probably worked out well for both sides. Their quarterback of the future, he's got a good situation in Minnesota. Do you see it that way, that when all is said and done?
You can put it that way. You know, we can't control that. The organization felt like it was time to make a move, and they did what they had to do. And regardless of what happened with the situation, you know, we all football players, and we just come to work, do our job. Point blank.
Do you ever think back to the last time he was here when that whole circus and chaos, and how did you handle that? Were you able to put those distractions aside, you know?
Of course, you know, I wasn't worrying about it. I wasn't feeding into it. You know, a guy loves the game, so it's always going to be hard for a guy to walk away from the game that's been in the game for so long. So, but I wasn't feeding into it, you know. My job was try to help the Packers win the championship, and that was my main focus.
Was the craziest part maybe during training camp when the fans were chanting back and forth? That's something new. Did you pay any attention to that? Or?
Not at all. You know, my focus was on practice, you know, trying to get the guys lined up, learning my role in the defense. And that was it.